Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
65 years old and he's still with us. Hard to believe. Hi, everybody. He's not quite dead. I'm Don McDonald, along with not quite dead Tom, and we are here to, well, talk about preparing for that time before you're dead. That they call it
good
retirement.
Point.
We're going to talk about that and all the other things you do with your money. You and them youngins out there. And you can call us to talk about the things that are done with dough daily at 855-935-8255. That spells talk, which makes it a lot easier. Now, at least for me, if I can spell a thing out, I remember it. If I can't spell it out, I don't. It's like if you want me to call FedEx, I know FedEx's number always. Do you know FedEx's number?
Can you spell out your Social Security number?
No, I can't. But okay. I've been right, saying well, that for years.
That's the only number I care about.
800-GO-FEDEX. Or like okay. the number for the company. We used to use it for the newsletter, and it was 800-FUND-004.
Fund-004. I thought it was. Okay.
No, it's FUND-004.
Ah, pardon. Yeah.
So anyway, 855-935-TALK. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're still here. And small investors apparently are no longer there. It seems that trading volume on small meme stocks has plummeted. That young people are no longer. Matter of fact, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal. One guy who had $1.5 million from his stock trading is now broke, dead broke. He was borrowing money to buy stocks, and it eventually catches up with you. And as according to a study done by a company called Vanda Research, doesn't that sound like something George Costanza made up in Seinfeld? You know?
Yeah, it does.
George mm-hmm. Vanda? Vanda Research said that individual investors over the past year have lost 27% compared with the mere 13% decline for the S&P 500, Tom.
Which would have been less if you're in a diversified portfolio. Can we just go ahead and say it then?
What? Right? What did they do wrong?
The balloon has been popped.
The balloon is set. The balloon's burst.
I was just waiting for the opportunity. That was too easy, but thank you for that.
Wow. Imagine the and this just tells you something, that a lot of things are just coincidental. That, you know, somebody who makes a lot of money in the stock market could just be coincidental. The opportunity to make a newsworthy joke in the program, that just doesn't come around every day. It was just luck. It was just dumb luck that the balloon was burst just minutes before Tom took to the mic.
Like the other thing filled with hot air, that would be me. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit.
And you can't blow that balloon back up. It was really, this is like a Humpty Dumpty balloon. It's just
this one you can, that one you can't. You know, it's a fascinating thing, sort of psychology, right? There was cheap money, easy money. There were people at home. There was all this, you know, I don't have to go to work. I'm not going to, et cetera, et cetera. So then people said, well, what can I do in my spare time? And what can I do with my neighbor? Well, we can study stocks and we can buy and sell them. As you pointed out, this one poor soul who admits, by the way, that in his quote, it was irrational that he was treating the market like a casino. And that's what people were doing. And by the way, they're not the only ones.
No, exactly.
Because I talked to so many of you the last month, including the nice person I talked to this week who told me, well, I got out. I moved a lot of my money over to a stable bond fund last year because the market was going down and I've been waiting. And I said, now, okay, you realize, of course, they didn't call you this year to let you know. And I just looked up the number. that the 100% stock portfolio is up about 9% year to date. They didn't, you realize you missed out on all that. And then I said, so you're a market timer. No, I'm not a market timer.
We hear this a lot. We have tens of thousands of listeners around the country, and we hear from you all the time saying things like, we love you guys. We listen to every word you say. Apparently, you're lying. You're not listening to every word. You're not even listening to every other word. Unless when you hear us say, you need a well-diversified portfolio of stocks, you're just hearing, I need stock. And what we're saying, I hate to say it, is the you know this is true. What we're telling you, albeit boring, is the right way to invest. Call us before you get into trouble.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hey, hi, welcome back to our little get-together where we talk about money and try to make your life a lot easier to deal with. I'm Don McDonald. Over there is Tom Cock, just turned 65 and still please. Fit as a fiddle and ready to rock and roll. We're talking about the mistakes that you make, and we are here to try to help you stop making them. But one of them, how do I say this nicely? You need to listen. When we tell you stuff, you actually need to listen. Because what we're telling you is based on not just our feelings, our reading of the tea leaves, our research into squiggly lines, our looking back at past performance. No, what we tell you to do is based on lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of academic research by Nobel Prize winners who really did decades of work to determine what has worked in the past. And we don't guarantee it's going to work in the future, but we do know that what most of you do has not worked in the past.
And I can guarantee, make a couple of guarantees along. Chasing things that have been hot, like Meta, Apple, Tesla, that has been a recipe for disaster.
Wait, is that a new stock, Meta, Apple, Tesla?
Exactly. Number two, not being diversified means more risk, right? Because you're in fewer securities. So that's a bad idea. Not caring what you're paying in cost, because the one thing this article didn't get into was what this guy ended up paying for all the leverage and all the rest of it. Not paying attention to taxes, that's been a killer. And again, sort of narrowing down your focus. There's a reason that the average individual investor portfolio fell 27% basically in the last year, twice the S&P 500, way more than a diversified portfolio, because you were trying to get into the things that had worked well recently. So, yeah, these are all and individual stocks on top of that are just bad ideas for the reasons previously described. So, yeah, be diversified. Keep your costs low. Pay attention to the taxation of all this. And we can pretty much guarantee you if you do even those three things, you will be far better off than most people.
You know, if all of those companies merged, it would be Meta, Tesla, Applebit.
Meta, Tesla, Apple. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
It just does roll trippingly off the tongue. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And Pete, you're up. Welcome to our show.
My wife and I have been clients of Vestry for about 6 months now. It's going very well. Shout out to Roxy.
Aww. Awesome.
I have a question for you that I don't think you've probably gotten before. I participate in a couple of building trades pension plans. One is a defined benefit plan where you get a check a month for the rest of your life till you die or your spouse dies. And the other is a defined contribution plan, which of course is similar to a 401k. It's a bucket of money you get when you retire. Basically, if you're a participant in one, you're a participant in the other. The trustees for both plans are the same. They're legally separate entities, but the individual trustees are the same. Mm-hmm. The defined contribution plan is invested at about 60-40 stocks to bonds. Of course, the trustees have a legal fiduciary responsibility to do what's in our best interest. So they shouldn't invest it all in CDs. They shouldn't invest it all in crypto.
They shouldn't invest any in crypto, in my opinion.
And So in since all of us in the defined contribution plan also have the defined benefit plan, is that too conservative for the defined contribution plan to do to be invested 60-40? Should that be more aggressive? Are the trustees meeting their legal responsibility, their fiduciary responsibility to invest that properly for us?
Wow, that's an interesting.
Let me ask another one. Are the fiduciaries doing their work with the state retirement board when they put money in private equity, when they put money in hedge funds, all that? Is that within their fiduciary responsibility?
You're stretching this way too far.
Okay.
I think his umbrella is a little smaller. But it's interesting. I want to focus on something because, generally speaking, defined contribution plans give the participants the opportunity to choose the investments within this plan. So you're saying this is a group plan. Everybody gets the exact same investments.
Right. We do not have the ability to self-direct at all.
Hmm. And who manages that portfolio? Do you know?
The trustees hire, I don't know if it's one or two money managers, and, you know, they give, put them in charge of, I believe there's two separate ones. They give them, you know, money, and you manage that, and then they're measured by whatever metrics the trustees see fit.
I think.
Yes, please. I got my answer.
I believe you are going to have a very difficult time making that case because often, as a matter of fact, the expectation is, the default is to err on the side of caution when it comes
there
to accounts like this.
And remember, they have to start paying money out, so they need some stability. And number two is the trustees look at all this. They know the laws. They look at it, and then they say, this is the way we're going to do it. If you don't like that, well, I guess you can come after us. And there have been some cases of trustees being sued and plans sort of going. There's lawyers that are running around the country going after 401k plans. But I think it's a long road. I mean, I think the better method is, frankly, and Don's talked about this for 30 years, is to go to the people that the trustees again and saying, hey, how much are we paying that money manager? How much are these investments? To look at those costs, and let's make sure they're properly invested for all of us.
How many
first.
Employees?
Then you can make recommendations.
How many employees at this firm, roughly?
It's a multi-employer plan, and there are probably about 1,500 or so active participants and a similar number of retirees.
Because I have, and as Tom mentioned, we've had great success with listeners petitioning boards of trustees to change their investment philosophy, to do things, or to offer a couple of different options for people who have different tastes. So that might be one way to go. But the other one, the one I was thinking of, is that because this, we always encourage everyone to think of their portfolio as one entity, that your portfolio is not just what you have with Appella. Your portfolio is not just your defined contribution. Your portfolio is your defined benefit, your defined contribution, your any other assets you have coming in. Even Social Security can be considered part of it for creating income purposes. So what that means is, because of the relatively conservative nature of this, you probably can afford to be more aggressive in your other investment portfolio.
I think that's a fair comparison. Right. And again, these are all things worth looking at. And by the way, Pete, thank you for your kind comment about Roxy, because she's a great young advisor. She's someone I've got to see kind of grow into this role the last
few
years.
I love Roxy.
And what a joy that
she's
has been.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's been great. So anyway, thank you for that.
All right. And thank you for the call. 855-935-8255 is our phone number. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. As a matter of fact, you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you don't make it through during the show. We'll be right back.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
The things we talk about, even during a really short break. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Welcome back to Talking Real Money. Our phone number is 855-935-TALK. I'm Don. Tom's over there. And funny, on the phone, is also Tom. Tom, welcome to Talking Real, Real Money Money.
Tom, you're there.
Yes,
how are you?
How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
I got a question. My question is, let's say you have whatever, let's say $100,000, and you know you're not going to use it, but you want to invest it for some 30-year-old. Currently, I got VT. Currently, I'm getting ready to put a small cap on it, and the bonds. So what would you say percentage-wise?
Between VT and small cap.
Not much in bonds for a 30-year-old.
If anything.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a very small part.
The bonds would probably be for me. The bonds would probably be for me.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that makes sense.
Let's say I have 50,
then between the two, yeah.
Let's say 60% of it is going to be for the 30-year-old. So
okay.
How would you go with VT and small cap? And I had heard you say something about adding a little bit of international, possibly if you go with the VT option, where on the Avantage side, you had said to go with another type of fund. So I'm kind of asking because
there's an easier fix.
I wouldn't, if you've got VT, you've got international. You don't need to think about international. But you do need probably to overweight to small for a younger person to get the potential higher returns that small offers.
So I would say 20% of the money would go into small, the balance into the VT, and then whatever you're going to put in the bonds.
Yeah. I concur. Yeah.
That works. Okay, one other question. I have the triple set of Roth, small individual, and a traditional. It looks like it may be better to put more, if I'm going to buy let's say bonds or CDs for cash. It would be better to put that in the Roth and the traditional and not in the individual.
Well, the fixed income should be in the traditional. Roth should have the riskier assets because it grows tax-free. So generally there, if you're going to try to do this sort of asset location portfolio, the Roth traditionally would have U.S. small cap value, international small cap value, emerging market value, the kind of the riskier assets. The traditional holds the things that are very tax inefficient, and then whatever is left would go into the post-tax account.
Excellent. And would you suggest on something like that, would you go with your three, on the VT, on the Vanguard side?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
Okay.
Good it's a little harder because you're going to have to
I have the same problem with my wife, so I didn't want to, you know, I know y'all have said not to get have both things all in the same thing. I guess that's okay.
No. You can have the same thing in, you can have the same funds in different accounts. We're totally fine with that.
I was a little nervous when you said
your basket is so you've got so many things in that big VT basket.
I was a little nervous when you said problems with his wife. We don't do that kind of work here.
We should.
Frankly.
We should.
We should not.
Our ratings could go way up.
The ratings would.
The ratings would.
Our personal relationships would go way down.
Yeah, okay, good point. right now when we just talk about money,
way better.
Our wives don't even listen.
Nope.
They don't even bother to listen. Yeah, don't bother. Nope. I mean, every once in a while, my wife will tune in, but I'm pretty sure she's not. I'm pretty sure. Because they think we're boring. They listen to us all the time anyway.
They don't
care.
It's
like the kids. We can't get the kids to listen. I can't get my kids to listen.
Nor would they even read
financial physics, the little brats. Go ahead. What?
Yeah, they should. I want to mention that we are running low on in-person tickets for Retire Meet, which is 3 weeks from today in Bellevue. Go to retiremeet.com, sign up. Still early bird pricing. See Don, see myself, Paul Merriman, everybody there. Take advantage of that now. Retiremeet.com.
We're talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Want a little more money in retirement? Want more security in retirement? Are you trying to figure out where you should put it to get where you need to go? Give us a call on the show and we'll try to help you. Be in the know. I'm Don. That's Tom. Talking Real Money, 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Actually, I was facing Tom. I wasn't facing my mic, so I was kind of off. I was off axis a little bit. It's called. Ooh. This is called off axis. This is called on axis. This is called proximity effect.
So do you take something to go off axis? Because it is Saturday afternoon.
I don't even know what that joke means.
Okay, well, I'm just trying. I truly
do not know what that joke means.
Well, think it through. Off axis, because the axis is the... Anyway, all right, fine, whatever. It's all good. Okay.
Okay, right. I'm still not getting that one. Okay, I'm just going to move on then. 855-935-TALK.
It's important for me to get it.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it. Larry, you're next. Well, I'm not doesn't have anything to do with taxes, right? Hey, Larry, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Got a question. Has to do with Social Security. I'm at full retirement age. I plan to work for another 3-4 years. My wife's my same age, and she's at her normal retirement age. And we're just it would seem like from a cash flow standpoint now, she should go ahead and take Social Security and have that income while I still work. And if I fall over before her, my understanding is that she would be able to take over my benefits at that point. And vice versa, it wouldn't matter because I'd have either income or my own Social Security benefits. And I just wonder your take on that.
By the way, are you of similar age? Did you say that?
We're actually the same calendar age. I'm a
okay.
About a month.
So she's
older.
She's at FRA too, then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And whose benefit is bigger? Oh. Not to get too personal.
yeah,
it's not the size of the benefit.
Probably over twice, easily over twice.
His is twice hers, Tom. Wonder back to the microphone.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So there's a couple of parts to this. Yes, your thinking is correct. However, when you have income and you're drawing Social Security, you may end up paying a lot of that back to the government in tax. So here's what I would do. I would set up a meeting to go see the Social Security Administration or someone that does this every day.
Oh,
I know he's laughing.
You actually believe you can get in to see what decade are you living in?
Probably like the mid to late 70s.
Do they even man their offices anymore?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You can still go see them.
Okay.
So I would do that because I don't want you to give a lot of this money back.
You need to set up the appointment today so you can do it by the time you're 70.
Stop it. Because there is taxation on that benefit while you're getting income.
Yes,
the only part that I'm unclear about is if it's not you, if it's not Larry and it's his wife, do they pay tax on that because they're a household?
Yes, you do.
So that's something to pay attention to.
So that may be I got to tell you it I would be sorely tempted to just go ahead and let her roll a little longer if you don't need the money.
Good point.
I mean, do you need it? If you don't need it, then let it grow. If you do need it, then okay. I mean, that's what FRA is all about. Full retirement age is about taking the benefit now, the full benefit. It's just that you get a bonus if you hang out for a while and wait. So, just bear in mind, there will be some taxation on that, but... that's something that's going to have to be looked at on an individual basis. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. What? You got
Social Security,
excited about something?
That will be on the that'll be on the agenda at retirement 3 weeks from today. 3 weeks from today.
Plug?
3 weeks from today.
See, now here's the thing.
You can't miss it.
Tom is certain. Now get this. We've done retirement now for this will be 9 years.
I think
years.
This is number 9.
This is 9 years.
That's crazy.
Only one of them was not in person. One.
That's right. It was virtual.
The other 7 were 400 people or more. and we sold everyone out. Now, in every previous year, Tom was worried we wouldn't sell out. Now we've reduced the size of the room to make it more intimate to 200. And he's panicking that we're not going to sell out 200 seats.
Well, not a full-blown panic, just like a little tiny panic.
You are so worried that it's not going to sell out. It is.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guide to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You may have noticed during the first part of the program, occasionally something weird happened, and we might as well just come clean. We might as well just tell you the truth. The reality is, Tom is not a real human being. Tom is
going to hurt my feelings.
Tom is there. It is there. Your little AI voice came out again. Tom is artificial. Yeah, right. And remember, they put the artificial in front of it for a reason. Artificial intelligence. Okay.
And they put quotations around
the word intelligence. The artificial part, we don't have to put in quotes, but the intelligence part, we put in quotes. So Tom is really robotic. He was actually created prior to ChatGPT 2.0. So his answers, they're good. They're good, but an AP economics class, it would not pass. Plus, the voice, the little, that gave it away, didn't it?
Generally does, yes.
That actually, no, reality is, we can blame that on Comcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we can.
We will blame it on Comcast because, in fact, it is Comcast's problem. Because they have the most horrible service in Tom's neighborhood, even though he's paying for, like, $1 billion broadband business stuff.
Don't we have a wire that goes right from here to you or something?
I had a guy who was a supposed expert in this thing who told me that Comcast business thing is really just, if you have it in your home, it's the same darn cable you have for your home service.
It's I thought the whole thing was they ran a wire directly from here from to here your to house there. Or something.
Well, when they shot the balloon down. Took the wire with it. Oh, that's probably how they got it here. Via balloon. Yeah. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. Not only do we take your calls live during the show that airs noon to 2 Pacific or 3 to 5 Eastern, because you'll listen to this as a podcast later, we take them all the time, 24-7, at the same number, 855-935-8255.
Oh, hi. I was wondering about annuities. I am retired, and I don't need it right now, and I'm wondering what you think about annuities, fixed annuities at about a 4%. And that's it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I like the show, like the information you've been giving out. That's helpful.
Thank you. Thank you. And your little dog,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, here's, okay, but didn't you just say something about I don't need it?
Right. Which means somebody's trying to sell it to her. That's exactly what it means, is that someone knows has said, well, you don't need it. You might as well just put it in an annuity and make me a big fat commission in the process. Oh, wait, did I speak that last part out loud? I'm not supposed to speak that last part out loud. That's what they don't speak the last part out loud. This is the problem with what I consider to be one of the most evil financial services businesses on the planet, and that is the sale of annuities. They never say the last part out loud. Oh, maybe you should put it in an annuity because I'm going to make a lot of money. That's why
Let's go back, which is, I think, a fair criticism.
I am
angry, let's go back.
So I can't help it.
Let's go back. Okay. First of all, an annuity is what? It's taking an asset and turning into a series of payments, correct?
Well, it's turning it into something that will eventually promise a series of payments, Mr. AI.
It's a contract.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. A contract with an insurance company.
They get your money to use for a period of time. Yeah. Now, they will either in a fixed annuity, they will pay you a fixed rate of interest over a certain period of time. With a variable annuity, they'll put it in some mutual funds. And with an indexed annuity, they will give you a return based loosely upon the return of some wacky index, less dividends.
Yeah, I think that's well put. But to me, it always comes down to, do you need regular income? I run into people that have actual pensions, God bless you, and they're taking Social Security, and then they say, well, we're going to take some other money and put it into an annuity. Well, wait, you already have a fixed amount of income. Why do you need to hand the money off to somebody else? And by the way, you can, and I'll talk about this at retirement. Oh, dang, I shouldn't have mentioned it. You can create your own annuity for a lot less money.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
You That's can, the thing.
And you can keep your money yourself. You don't pay the big fees, et cetera, et cetera. So, no, well, I don't think it's a good idea.
I mean, for example, right now, you could take that same money and put it into a CD ladder, either using secondary market CDs or with some of these high interest banks, and you could probably make 4.5% per year with government-backed security, which an annuity does not offer.
This piece by James McIntosh in the Wall Street Journal yesterday talks about the – I didn't know this. T-bills, 3-month yield is 4.5 now. That's crazy.
The yields are going through the roof right now on short-term paper. On
short-term
paper.
Yes.
It's only the short – it's funny. You go out to a 5-year CD, the rate is exactly the same as on a 1-year CD. But still, I've seen 4.5% CDs. So if you could go out and get yourself some certificates of deposit at 4.5%, yeah, I know the variable annuity is tax deferred, but it's only...
I bet you this is money from an IRA anyway,
tax deferred. Yeah, if it's money in an IRA or something, then you put it in CDs, you put it in high yield savings. You can get high yield savings, you can get 4%.
Yeah.
And,
but again, do you need the income? Are you that worried about the future that you want to take all the risk? Here, you guys handle this, send me my money back. It's a trade-off.
The other thing about annuities is they're only as good, really, they're only as good as the company that is selling you the annuity. And there are some very, very good, very solvent insurance companies, and then there are some that aren't so good. And people say, well, you never lost money in an insurance policy. You haven't lost. But there have been times when insurance companies have gone broke and you didn't get your money back for decades. That has happened. And remember, in 2008, the largest insurance company in the country with the most annuities nearly went bankrupt. If the government had to bail out an insurance company, bad enough they're bailing out banks that are FDIC insured, but bailing out an insurance company annoys me still to this day.
Too big to fail.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Do we have time for one more quick question or not?
If it's really quick.
Jenny writes us from Dublin, Ohio. Or is it Dublin, Ohio? I'm not
sure. Dublin.
Last year, my 16-year-old daughter landed her first summer job. Congratulations. Opened a Roth for minor account. Matt invested her earnings 50-50 between AVUV, which is U.S. small cap value, and the S&P 500 divided between those. And I don't know that I like that as the best asset allocation, but the question is, are there additional ways to contribute during the school year? For instance, doing chores, cutting the lawn, cutting my hair, mowing the lawn, et cetera. And the answer to that
is no.
You can't pay your kid for that and then put it in your Roth. No.
No.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You have to have a 1099 income or
W-2 works
income.
Too.
Yeah. One of those.
Sure.
So no, but it was good. And nice try.
And by the way, if I was opening just a Roth IRA, and I'm doing this for my kid, I would just put it in AVGE. It's a great fund.
Or AVGE and AVUV together. A lot of AVGE and a little of the small cap value.
You could do 80-20 or something to give yourself a greater boost for a young person.
For a young person, that's fine. By the way, Paul would even say, if you've got the guts and you can stand it, 100% in small cap value, going to give you the wildest possible ride, but possibly the biggest bang for the buck.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Okay. This is Don. Tom went out to get the mail. So literally, he just went out of his house to get the mail. So if you could do me a favor, and just everybody go right now, really quickly, go to retiremeat.com, retiremeet or meat.com, and just, if you're in the Washington area, this is for everyone in the Washington area. This is, well, you guys listening online can go there too and sign up for the virtual, but for people in the Seattle area, go there right now and buy up the last of the tickets. There aren't that many left. Just go buy them so we're sold out. retiremeat.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary, investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures.
Are we done now?